So right now, you are working on a constitutional convention.
No. It's a convention of states, totally different. A constitutional convention says you're going to have a convention where you write a constitution. A convention of states, as specified in Article 5, specifically gives you the range at which you can offer amendments. That's what we're doing, and that's in three areas. One, in federal financial management, i.e. a balanced budget amendment with general accepted accounting process and limited borrowing. Number two, term limits on federal officials, not just members of Congress. And number three, limiting the scope and jurisdiction of the federal government. Great example. EPA issues a guideline. No member of Congress ever said they agreed with it. But it's law, just like if we passed a statute. One of the things we would do is constitutional amendment, if we could get 38 states to agree to it, is your member of Congress ought to have to vote on that before that's a law, a felony law that you could end up in prison on. Because they never voted on it. They never intended that. So reining back, 88,000 rules and regulations, the average American violates three of them every day. Three.
33 amendments to the Constitution have been approved by Congress and sent to the states for ratification. Mm-hmm. In the Article 5, isn't there a question as to how many amendments can be dealt with?
No.
Two law professors are suggesting that a convention would have the power to propose anything it sees fit. And then another one believed that a limited convention is possible where you could...
Well, everybody that has done any work before the Supreme Court on Article 5 agrees with the other side of that and actually tried the cases in front of the Supreme Court. So let's say they're right. You've still got to have 38 states to approve anything this body recommends, which means all it takes is 13 ornery cusses like me sitting on a judiciary committee saying we're not going to take it up. It's the safest of all forms. It's what our founders gave us when we have a problem this big. I mean, how are we going to get rid of $142 trillion worth of debt and unfunded liabilities? Going to keep doing what we're doing today? Or are we going to return some power and responsibility back to the state? Look at Oklahoma schools. 65% of the money for Oklahoma schools, our state legislatures can't decide one issue on. It's all mandated by bureaucrats from Washington. Since 1976, $3.6 trillion has been spent on education. 3.6 from the federal government to the states. Name one parameter as far as education that is better since the federal government got involved in it. Now, take region, take Metro Christian. Their cost to educate a child is about 40% less than the state spends. Why is that? I would tell you, the education's better. So why is that? It's because there's some accountability. Thomas Jefferson said to actually have the federal government involved in education, you'd have to have an amendment to the Constitution. His quote when he was developing the University of Virginia. So we're way away from what was intended. Some may be good. Most, we've lost limited government. We've lost lots of our freedoms. And we're going to pay the price. You and I aren't. Generations that follow us, they're going to suck wind.
So in the state-by-state effort, where are we? Oklahoma now became the seventh state to approve a resolution.
Missouri will be the eighth.
34 states would have to
be approved. It's going to take two or three more years.
And you're on that journey to make that happen. Do you feel good about that, that it's going to happen?
I think it's the only thing that saves our country. I don't think the politicians are ever going to save our country. I don't think they're going to stand up and take the votes that are going to end their careers, but it'll actually fix our country and go down as heroes.